Early Edition continues here on Sports Radio 610. I'm Charlie, he's Tom, and you have frozen plants out front, don't you? That's why we're reaching out to someone who has more plants to worry about than you could have in a lifetime. It's Danny Milliken. He's the lead horticulturalist for the Herman Park Conservancy, and he's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm thinking that the end of the week was a much more tumultuous time for you than it was for any homeowner.
We certainly have a lot of work to do. We don't have some of the advantages that homeowners have in that we can't leave dead-looking plants laying around, which is what they should do.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. It seems like even with precautions, many of us have lost plants. How is that possible? If we went out and covered them and everything, how did we lose them anyway?
It's a great question. A lot of the coverings that we do, especially if it's a sheet or a blanket, are really only covering, 3-4 degrees. So if it got 19 under the cover, especially if it wasn't up against the house, was probably still 25 or 24, still very cold. And so if the plant's only hardy to, 29, 30, and it's 24, well, you don't have a survived plant.
I was going to say, you don't have to be a math major to figure that one out.
Yeah, I think my numbers were a little skewed there. I always try to, make it sound good. And 25 is my favorite number, so I always work that in whenever I can.
Well, good to know. All right, so now we go outside and we pull the blankets back and we look at the plants. How can we tell if our plants are dead or not?
Well, you really can't. It's not like a pulse or a heartbeat or a breath test. A lot of times a plant that looks dead won't be dead.
Get the paddles.
That's right. I wouldn't advise that. If you do have a defibrillator at home, I would avoid using it on any plants.
Okay.
One simple test that can really help a lot on branches, on anything with woody material, is called a scratch test. And you just get your pocket knife out, assuming you're carrying a pocket knife at this point, and you scratch the bark off. And if you're seeing green, kind of living wood, then you have a live plant, even if the dead around it. If you scratch it and it's brown, go ahead and keep scratching. And if you scratch all the way through, then you've pruned the plant. But at some point, you may find green under there.
So we've got Danny Milliken on the line. He's the lead horticulturalist with Herman Parks Conservancy. And Danny, how many acres of plants are you taking care of this time of year?
Oh, it's a lot. Herman Park is 455 acres.
Yikes.
I don't have to worry about all of those plants because that does involve the zoo. So directly, we really got to care for about 20 acres.
Okay. So chances are you have at least 20 times more issues than we do as homeowners. So we were talking a minute ago before the break about what to do. My question now is when to do it. When's the right time to start determining whether our plants are living or dying?
Well, I know it's warmed up already and we're having highs and get on there in our t-shirts, but now isn't even the time to start cutting back yet. You really want to wait until you start seeing new growth and seeing where things have kind of come back. So mid-February is kind of the time to really start considering that when we're not going to have any more deep freezes.
So instead of roses this year, honey, we're gonna buy some new plants for the house and new landscaping. So is that better than roses?
Well, roses are pretty cold hardy. So if you did buy a bunch of roses, you would, accomplish both feats with one effort.
So middle of February is the time to get after that. Now, when we're going out there, we got plants on the bubble, right? They may or may not make it and stuff. What's your advice on bringing them back?
They need water still. They still need to be watered. They need warmth. They need spring to come is basically what needs to happen. Mm-hmm. So plants that are dead or damaged aren't going to really put out new growth. If they haven't gone dormant, they're going to. With citrus and evergreen plants, it's called semi-dormancy, and it'll look like they're not growing. It'll look like they're staying still because that's exactly what they do. They're just frozen more in like a, kind of metaphorical way than the cold temperature frozen. They've just stopped growing, and so you just got to wait. You got to keep treating them like plants, keep watering them, and then you'll start seeing budding happen. And really, when you start seeing budding happen is when you prune your evergreen shrubs. And that could be fitinia, that could be camellia, that could be a lot of different things. But you don't want to just get out there and, really chop it all down immediately after the cold.
So be patient, I think, is the number one thing I'm getting from you. Be patient, wait for middle of February, go out there, look for budding action. And I guess if there isn't any, if you're not seeing any sign of life, it's time to think about replacing those plants.
Yes, absolutely. You can do that scratch test at any point to see if things are dead all the way to the ground. And if something is dead down at the bottom of the plant, depending on the type of plant it is, it could come back from the roots. So a lot of our native shrubs, native flowering shrubs like salvia, things like that, they can come back from the roots pretty readily. And so it may be dead above ground, but it may come back from the ground.
We're so pressed for time. I wish I could ask you more questions, but I heard you talking to Tom yesterday, and I understand you're going to be joining us out at the Stafford Center next weekend for the Sugarland Home and Garden Show.
Heck yeah, I'm excited about it.
All right, Danny will be out there to answer questions and help you out. So Tom will help you with the house, and Danny will help you with everything that surrounds it. That's coming up next Saturday and Sunday at the Stafford Center there in the Sugarland Home and Garden Show. Danny, thanks a lot for joining us here this morning.
You bet, Charlie. Have a great day.